But you got a new TV show.
I don't. The world does. And I think most depressing part about it is the fact that it's supposedly based on the area. And I'm not so foolish to think that any of these shows are indicative of what life is like when representing these cities. But still, it makes me nauseous. And I guarantee you, you know, it's the same way with each and every one of these shows that is depicted, or these cities that are depicted in the Real Housewives series over on Bravo TV. We talked about it, about 4 or 5 months ago, it was revealed that there will be a Real Housewives of Dallas, because they have them in Los Angeles.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Is that the two of them? Or
there's Beverly Hills and there's...
And LA?
They're Orange County, too.
Orange County.
Yeah, okay. They have Atlanta.
Jersey.
The Atlanta one's like the all-black cast, I believe. Jersey's like the whole mob thing. It's all these big old Italian broads. Everything's just so incredibly, awfully stereotypical. And of course, when it was announced here, like the buzzwords that they were using about bigger and better and hair and diamonds and oil, and it just makes you...
vomit?
Yes, it really does.
Just round up every convenient cliche you can think of.
Oh, they're all in there, man.
So now they have announced the Texas edition, the Dallas edition of the actual cast. And it is so funny to watch the trailer, because not only is it stereotypical, but as Danny and I were watching it, this is the most homogenized group of women that you could imagine.
You wouldn't believe the work.
Oh, my God.
The work that has been done on these broads, and it's all the same crap. It's boobs, it's
Botox,
it's collagen in the lips, it's facelifts,
it's teeth, it's extensions, it's all of it.
It's everything in one, and they're all
it's
the
tucks.
Same. And every one of these women, if they're not 50, then they're 35 and haggard as hell, or they're 50 with... trying to use every bit of modern science to look 35.
Man, these women are really beat up if they're 35.
Really, like, beat up.
You know, like just everything gone wrong beat up. Just not... we always talk about aging gracefully. And man, when you're in your 30s and you're already going after that look that you can't even wait till you're 55 or whatever to start getting work done. You're getting it done at that early of an age. Dude, you got issues.
That's a problem, correct?
I would think so.
It's starting pretty early.
It really is.
Do you want to read some of the synopses, or do you want me to handle that? Because I've got everything here.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so all of it is super... wait a second. No, don't. Dadgummit. I thought I had the little bios, but I'm on a different site because I've got that video pulled up. Why don't we just listen to the audio from the
trailer? Yeah, I got the...
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, the housewives. So one is Carrie Duber, a former East Coaster and medical professional, actress.
That's another thing you'll find in common, is a lot of these girls have some acting experience and have worked.
That's the thing that kind of weirds me out, and it's probably the case with all these cities.
Not that I expected any of this to be unscripted and real.
Yeah, like on
anyway,
the up and up.
But this is even more evidence that stuff is all just created.
Yeah, like
crap.
Four of the six of them have acting backgrounds. Let's see here. Stephanie Holman, who was described as a charity maven, former actress as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny brought up a good point, too. Each and every one of these guy or gals, they're all married, or they maybe have been recently divorced, but every one of them, if they are married, their husbands travel quite a bit for business.
A lot. They're alone quite a bit. And what they do in their alone time is spa days, working with some type of charity, fundraising.
Right. In other words, nothing productive.
Nothing productive. Something to justify their whore existence. Because make no mistake, if you're on this show and you don't work and you're living off of your husband, you, my friend, and if you're listening right now, I don't care. You're a whore.
I mean,
you're a big fat whore.
I agree. Because how could the husbands allow this to happen? How could you allow your wife to be part and parcel to this garbage.
Because at some point, the older husband, and make no mistake, all of these guys are going to be 5 to 15 years older than these women, that they found them when they were young and hot, and they paid for them to be their lifelong whore.
Whore.
And now they're tired of them, and they go on business trips, and they're banging everything inside on the road. And they don't care. It's like, here, here's your allowance, stay at home, get your boobs done, all this other crap, raise some funds, open up a little boutique and sell your little knickknacks.
So,
just so you feel like you have
just leave me alone.
Right. Soap. Just so you feel like you have a purpose in this world.
Actress and Texas native Tiffany Hendra, Girl Next Door, and charity maven Stephanie Holman, one-time pageant princess Leanne Locken.
Vomit.
You say we're familiar with her?
Know her name somehow.
Are you thinking of Leanne Tweeden?
Maybe.
Because I've never heard of Leanne Locken. Former Dallas
Who's
Cowboys.
Leanne Tweeden? Was she naked in magazines
once? Remember, didn't we interview her at a Ranger game one time and she walked away from us? Or me? Was that Leanne Tweeden?
Yeah, I think so.
Former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader Brandi Redman.
Oh, great. Here's a cowboy cheerleader in there. Of course.
Yeah, you had to do it.
If you're going to grab all the convenient cliches, might as well grab that one.
So here's the summary of the show. In Dallas, it's all before we play the preview. In Dallas, it's all about negotiating between the worlds of the old money and the new money. But no matter where you fall, know that this Texas city likes to live life loud, and you've been warned. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God! Can they not get away from that?
No.
Can they not? Please
no,
just get
can't.
Away from that.
They can't. They won't.
Hey, I'm from Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
All right, so let's hear the preview and how they stereotype it up.
I feel like a small town, but everything is bigger in Dallas.
The egos, the attitudes, and the bank accounts.
It's a 20 carat. It's $2.5 million.
Here in Texas, we work hard, but we play even harder.
We like to live life loud. We do it at galas, we do it at luncheons, we do it at balls.
Honestly, tonight is about the kids.
Money's important, but it is not the only currency.
Why are you trying to act like
Can you pause it?
Socialite?
Can you pause these?
You have to be-
yes.
So throughout this, like, money's important, but it's not the only currency. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they show a woman being handed the keys to a Bentley or something like that.
Rolls.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a 50-carat diamond ring being handed off. It is so nauseating what
Some
this
girl
is
getting
depicting.
A Botox shot to her forehead.
Right. All right, go ahead.
Born into that.
It's who you know and how much you know about them. I have no respect for her, and I'll tell her that to her face.
She can deny.
Oh, I saw it all.
We're not all friends, but we know each other's secrets.
Hang on,
your
pause it there.
Relationship with your husband.
No, you don't know anyone's secret. You know why? You just met these people. You just met each other. You don't know a damn thing about these people except what the producers handed you on a cheat sheet.
Or what was created by some writer.
Right.
Continue.
Yeah.
Husband is shaky. We all know that.
Sometimes to move up the ladder, you got to get down in the dirt.
Oh, really? That's so classy.
You know what's classy? Is that you stand up for a little piece of
trash.
That's how we do it in Dallas.
All right.
That's how they do it in Dallas.
There are
Mike.
So many things here that make me insane. What woman says in front of a group of other women, we all know that your relationship with your husband is sketchy at best.
Yeah.
What, does that happen in real life?
It happens for TV.
Right.
And for ratings.
This is not real life, Courtney.
I know it's not real life, but it makes me crazy.
Don't even think this is, they're just acting.
I know they are, but it makes me so insane that
this is
my town.
This shouldn't make you insane.
And we're all about.
Look, sooner or later, they were going to do a Real Housewives of Dallas.
I know.
Sooner or later, this was going to happen.
And we're all
and
about.
And it's just acting. They're just doing what they're told.
We're all about luncheons and balls and galas. God bless it. Oh, God.
Got to add in somebody who can do that or this.
Can y'all do this?
Please.
Y'all want to have a Wookiee fart contest?
All right, if they have a Wookiee fart contest, I'm watching.
The thing is, though, is that I know people from here, they're not going to take it seriously, but it's just another stupid stereotype of why people hate this area. They hate it from afar.
Yeah.
What do you think?
This will just give them more.
Do you think real natives and people that love the state of New Jersey say the same thing about that dumbass show?
I know.
Like, we're not all mob wives.
I know it. It's terrible.
Not everybody that lives in Jersey, you know, runs some shady waste management business.
I know. And hangs out at Satriali's or whatever it is.
Right.
Man.
Don't let this upset you, little buddy. Stay away from it.
It does. You know what? Why don't they pick four women if they want to do Real Housewives from Dallas? Why don't they just go grab some women that live in Lake Highlands or East Dallas?
Because that's boring. Because nobody wants to follow your wife around jogging for a half an hour.
And going to the PTA meetings and never going to a gala, never going to a ball.
No.
Never going to a luncheon and slocking down 14 ounces of Pinot Grigio.
No. Binge watching the Gilmore Girls.
No. No one does that.
Got to have big money in this thing. You got to go hard.
But I don't believe that big money does this either. You know what? For me, big money, if they're really doing this, they're like, oh, God, I got to go to this stupid gala tonight. Or, oh, I got to find a stupid-ass dress for this dumb event.
They're not going to show that on TV. They got to keep up the image.
He's right. Don't watch this.
I'm not going to watch it. I will watch the first one because we have to do a segment on it.
It'll just make
we you, have to.
It'll just make you crazy.
When is it?
It's in the future.
Great.
April 11th.